This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Pope John Paul has accepted the resignation of Cardinal Bernard Law as Archbishop of Boston. The two men met at the Vatican today. Law offered to resign after intense criticism over a church sex abuse scandal. The Pope named Auxiliary Bishop Richard Lennon to run the Boston Archdiocese temporarily. Monica Brady-Meyeroff is with member station WBUR in Boston. What led up to this resignation?
Well, an intense sense of anger over Cardinal Law and his handling of these allegations of clergy sexual abuse, and thousands and thousands of pages of church documents from personnel files of more than 80 priests that show that Cardinal Law apparently knew about many, many priests who were accused of abuse and moved them from parish to parish. Now, what led up in the past week was a release of some more documents that really increased the anger level of lay Catholics, even priests who were starting to write letters about asking Cardinal Law to resign, as well as some talk about bankruptcy by the Boston Archdiocese. And this really brought the frustration over his leadership to a new level.
What's the reaction in Boston to this news?
Well, a sense of relief among lay Catholics, among alleged victims, and even some priests. It's what they've wanted. It's what many people have been calling for the past 10 months. So there's a sense of relief, but one alleged victim told me it's a temporary relief for the besieged Catholics of this area, as he said, because in the end, it doesn't make the scandal go away. There's still the issue of dozens and dozens of civil lawsuits against Cardinal Law and other church officials. There's still a grand jury looking into criminal activities on the part of Cardinal Law and other bishops around the country who served under him during the time of these alleged abuses took place. So it's a sense of relief, but temporary.
What's going to happen to the Archdiocese?
Well, Richard Lennon is now the rector of St. John's Seminary. He'll come in as what's called an apostolic administrator. So he'll take over the day-to-day running of it. We don't know right now whether Cardinal Law is coming back to Boston or will stay in Rome or what his role will be in the Archdiocese. But from now on, this Richard Lennon appears to be running things. And I've heard from lay Catholics, he's a good guy. He listens well. He's been involved in trying to clean up this mess. So they sound pretty happy that he's going to take over at least temporarily, but it doesn't appear that he'll be the final replacement for Cardinal Law.
Even given the fact that the church acts very deliberately when it does anything, this has dragged on for a very long time.
Yes, from all I've heard, it's taken the Vatican a while to understand the depth of this crisis. You know, when Cardinal Law went there in the spring to express his problems to the Pope, he came back with words of encouragement, and there was a lot of outrage over that because they felt like the Vatican didn't understand how many people were harmed, not just alleged victims, but lay Catholics, you know, moderate lay Catholics who feel like the church has not served them well. And even when Cardinal Law was in Rome, there was speculation that maybe the Pope wouldn't accept his resignation, that the Vatican would send him back to Boston again, and that just was too much for people to take, because at this point there's been such a building drumbeat from priests and lay Catholics and victims to remove him, because we need to move on in this archdiocese, they said. And, you know, protests were growing outside cathedrals and churches. It's just an embarrassment for the archdiocese, and they need to get through this. Now, maybe with Cardinal Law's resignation, this will begin the healing process, as one lay Catholic told me. But as I said, it looks like it's going to be a very long road.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Monica Brady-Meyeroff of member station WBUR in Boston.